in the great disappointment, and what did they find? That 49,950 of them were foolish virgins, and 50 were wise virgins. Well, this is going to be repeated again. And those foolish virgins, brothers and sisters, back in the Millerite movement, they never walked with God's people again. This is going to be repeated in our dying period. It's going to be repeated according to this passage here that we just read. The behold, the bridegroom cometh point in time in this history for the final generation of Adventism takes place at the latter rain time period. When is the latter rain time period? Well, it begins in earnest prophetically at the Sunday law, because it's at the Sunday law that we either receive the seal of God or the mark of the beast. And Testimonies Volume 5 says, those that are sealed, then the latter rain comes. So we're referring to this lay pastor's presentation here just to point out to you, brothers and sisters, this is an important understanding. We don't have time to be partaking of the early rain after the Sunday law. We don't have time to put off the experience necessary to be involved with the blotting out of our sins until just before Michael stands up in the most holy place. The time for us to be sending our sins beforehand into judgment is now, during the early rain time period. And that time period comes to an end at the Sunday law, not at the close of human probation. And some of the misunderstanding, I believe, in all this is because these things are written in such a way that if you're not carefully dissecting the word, you can misunderstand some of the implications, because the reality of it is yes, the blotting out of sins does take place at the close of probation for each individual believer. But the judgment of the living, the judgment is progressive. And the house of God is judged first, and therefore, yes, when it comes to this Seventh-day Adventist name, during the time period of the judgment of the living, and the Lord finishes with that investigation, and he says, yes, this man has fully overcome. He's fully received the early rain. He's now ready for the seal of God. He's ready for the latter rain. He sent his sins beforehand into judgment, and he's going to be empowered by the presence of the Lord to give the loud cry message. So in that sense, yes, his sins are blotted out at the end of probation, but it's the end of his probation. There's still people after him. The 11th hour workers. The rest of Adventism that hasn't been judged before him. Brothers and sisters,